Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
08075.
Okay, give me just a moment. You said 08075?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your name?
William Harper.
Spell the last name for me, please.
H-A-R-P-E-R.
And I'm sorry, what was the first name again?
William.
Okay. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
505 Henry Street, Riverside, New Jersey. 08075.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second, get that account pulled up here. All right, and I do see that you completed the sweepstakes offer to win the tablet, and you are enrolled into our factory direct online savings store. How can I help you today?
You keep charging my card the last 3 months, and I didn't buy anything.
Well, it
so,
does look...
And my bank, I don't know nothing about this. So my bank gave me your number, and they notified me that you were charging my card. The last 3 months, and they said it was fraud. So it's fraud because I don't know anything about you guys.
Okay, well, this account was set up back in January where you paid $7.95 shipping to enter a contest to win a tablet. With the terms and conditions that were for the tablet, it does enroll you into our factory direct online savings store. So you are being billed a monthly membership, which is $54.97. That does provide the account with a $125 gift card voucher that's sent to your email, so that way you can shop at the online consumer gadget store and purchase similar items.
Yeah, I'll say it again. I don't know anything about it. So whoever set it up, because it wasn't me.
Do you think it could have been anyone in your household that could have set it up using your information?
No, I doubt it, because there's only me and my wife, and she don't ever use my phone, or
okay.
And she don't have control over my cards or nothing. She has her own. So what I'd like to do is make sure you do not charge it again. The bank told me to call you and say, please stop charging the card.
Yes, sir, and I can go ahead and get that canceled. At this time, have you already disputed the charges that were billed on the account?
Yeah, I disputed it with the bank, and unfortunately, they've put a froze on my card, so now I can't use the card. But I have to call tomorrow morning and file those charges as fraud. So they said, so that's what I got to do. Just,
okay. Being that all of your information is matching, and I do understand everything that you're telling me as far as this, you weren't aware as far as how this account got set up. I would transfer you over to our fraud department. So that way they can further assist you, but I can't do so with that dispute in process. Again, being that all of your information is matching, when we do send over your account to your credit card company or your financial institution, nothing on the account is showing as fraudulent, and also you being billed since January of this year.
Yeah, so I see it from there's three. So it went all the way back to January, because the bank told me it was March, April, May. But if it goes
this
back to January...
Yeah, this was January, February, March, and May that this account was billed. So what I will advise you to do is contact your bank if you are willing to drop the dispute. We can get you transferred over to our fraud department, so that way they can further assist you with this.
I can't right now. I can't dispute it until Monday. If I can dispute it now with you guys now, I would do that as well, whatever you want me to do.
Well, I'm going to place you on a brief hold first. Let me get the account canceled, and then I will give you a confirmation number, and we'll get you transferred over to the fraud department, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Give me just a second. Do you have a pen so I can provide you with a cancellation number? Just let me know when you're ready. If so.
Give me a second.
No worries.
After the initial shock of it, I think I would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Your confirmation number, me canceling the account, it will be 259-973-307. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to place you on a brief hold so that way we can get you transferred over to the fraud department, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. Just hold the line for me.
Thank you. Just as long as you don't mind me using that.